The smallest legal hourly amount that an employer may pay its employees is known as the minimum wage. Although there are occasional variances in most provinces and territories, most hourly workers are compensated at least to the level of the minimum wage in the jurisdiction in which they work. Although it's debatable if you can survive on the minimum wage, the main objectives of raising the minimum wage are to combat income disparity and eliminate poverty. The minimum wage from province in Canada. The minimum wage in Canada for each province and territory was as of January 22, 2021. Exceptions to the minimum wage. There are certain exceptions to the rule that most workers must make at least the minimum wage in the province or territory where they work. This list only contains people who are paid an hourly wage. Some workers, such as those who provide live-in care, are frequently compensated on a daily or monthly basis. The minimum wage for some professions is higher than the national minimum wage. Quebec minimum wage. In Quebec, the basic minimum wage will be $13.50 per hour in 2021, while employees who get gratuities, such as waitstaff in restaurants, will only be paid $10.80. Ontario's minimum wage in 2021. Instead of the standard minimum wage of $14, students under the age of 18 who work no more than 28 hours per week while school is in session, or during a break from classes or the summer, will be paid $13.50 in 2021. Liquor servers will make $12.55 per hour rather than the federal minimum wage of $14.35. Manitoba's minimum wage. Domestic workers in Manitoba are permitted to legally make less money than the minimum wage if they work fewer than 12 hours each week. It is allowed for someone engaged in a federal or provincial training program to make less money than the minimum wage. It is allowed for all election officials to make less money than the minimum wage. ELP's minimum wage in 2021, rather than the current minimum wage of $15. Students under the age of 18 who work no more than 28 hours per week while school is in session, or during a school break or summer vacation, will be paid a minimum of $13 per hour, instead of the standard minimum wage of $15 per hour. Salespeople must make a minimum of $598 per week, $14.95 per hour, based on a 40-hour workweek. Nova Scotia's minimum wage. These workers may be paid less than the minimum wage or more. Visit this website for a more thorough discussion of the minimum wage in Nova Scotia. A few farm workers' employees who are trainees on an apprenticeship contract. Anyone engaged in a training course that has been sponsored and approved by the government. Someone employed at a summer camp or playground that is not for profit. Salespeople for cars and real estate. Roving salesperson that work for themselves. Certified insurance brokers. Anyone operating a fishing vessel. A number of workers in the logging, forestry, construction, and property maintenance sectors. Domestic helpers providing care for a member of the immediate family in a private residence. Domestic helpers who work no more than 24 hours a week. Athletes participating in sports. Minimum wage. Saskatchewan caretakers are excluded from paying the required minimum wage if they do not reside in the employer's residence. Babysitters must negotiate their salary because they are not subject to minimum wage laws. Minimum wage. New Brunswick residential summer camp counselors and program employees make less money than the minimum wage. In 2021. Flag people employed in government construction jobs will make $10.37 per hour rather than the standard $11.70 per hour minimum wage. Newfoundland and Labrador. In Newfoundland and Labrador, all workers are paid at least the legal minimum. In Newfoundland, the current minimum wage is $12.75. Minimum wage. The Prince Edward Island. In Prince Edward Island, everyone who works is paid at least the legal minimum. However, businesses that offer boarding and lodging to their staff members may withhold a set sum from each paycheck each week. As of April 1, 2021, employers can deduct $49.50 per week for boarding, $27.50 per week for lodging, and $61.60 per week for both boarding and lodging. In addition, they may deduct $4.25 for each meal served. Minimum wage. Nunavut. In Nunavut, all workers are paid at least the legal minimum. However, employers that provide boarding or lodging can deduct a certain amount from your pay. Can you survive in Canada on minimum wage? This issue is hotly contested. Depending on the area in which you reside, you wouldn't make enough money working 40 hours a week to maintain a minimum level of life in most major cities, including Vancouver and Toronto. in the majority of other regions of the country, including Winnipeg and virtually everywhere in Quebec, you could get by. The expense of a basic level of living is significantly greater in the territories. For instance, the living wage in Inuvik, Northwest Territories, was $24.75 per hour in 2019. In 2021, the territory's minimum wage will be $15.20 per hour. Every province and territory in Canada has laws requiring a minimum level of pay for most hourly workers, while there are some exceptions. In Canada, there are many minimum wages. Regardless of whether it lowers your hourly pay below the minimum wage, some expenses may be deducted from your paycheck. Whether you can have a basic level of living in Canada on the minimum wage is debatable, but it appears that you can in most regions across the country. Need mortgage or quick loan? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your cash or mortgage requirements and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing. The process is free and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you, with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.